Chris, how'd you like to start off today's program?
Okay, so again, as I tend to do,
confession time.
Right.
We should just change the name
of
the program.
Chris, I'm already laughing.
Welcome to Confession Time with Chris. Okay, so my confession here today is there are times I'm a terrible helper. I'm not very good at helping people. Right. Mm-hmm. So despite me being a therapist and that being my profession, and hopefully there's times I'm good at it, but here is the way in which I can be a terrible helper. And I'm hoping this helps the rest of us. And that is
to be terrible helpers.
No, to be better helpers. Thank you, Jill. Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Helping to be better helpers, because there's so many times where someone is telling me about their struggles or presenting me with a problem or just expressing their pain. And it's that last one that we can get real tripped up on, the expressing of pain. Because so much when other people are expressing their struggles and their pain, what we want to do is relieve the pain. Mm-hmm. And our typical response, I'll say my typical response to that, is to feel this tremendous pressure to give them just the right words.
Yes.
And to have the right thing to say. This is very common, especially when people are in deep grief. And a lot of times, the best thing that you can do is say nothing. And there are, and it is so hard to do. Because the struggle with saying nothing is we have to then join the other person in their own pain and powerlessness in the situation. Mm-hmm. But what we don't realize, or what I don't realize, is that the presence is way more powerful than the words. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to confess that, because most of the time in life, I think that we get overwhelmed with being there for people who struggle, being there for our friends who are suffering, our neighbors, whoever it may be, because we won't know what to do. Well, here's the good news. You don't have to do anything except for show up and be a loving presence. Mm-hmm. And
so it's developing that capacity to tolerate and bear with them what they are going through,
yes,
and what they are feeling. And that feels so uncomfortable for so many of us. And especially, we as helpers, we want to jump in, right?
Yes. Well,
so I hear you.
We see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where it says love bears all things. Mm-hmm. You know, another term for that, where love is patient, right? And also, and my definition for that is it's empathy over time. Mm-hmm. That's patience. Bearing all things, long suffering, in the fancy word that we tend to use in, you know, therapeutic circles, is holding space. But holding space just means that I'm going to be a loving presence to make sure that you're not alone, mm-hmm, and to make sure that in your suffering, you have someone with you. And the fancy word that I heard a long time ago that has always stuck with me, because I just kind of like the way it sounds, but I really love the way of what it means, is that my job is to be a benevolent witness to other people. There's another side of that. I, in my own life, in the confessions, in my struggles, in my sins, and in my hurts, also need other people to be a benevolent witness. And that's truly how we can love sincerely, bear all things, and in that way reflect God much more when people bring us their struggles and their pains.
But doesn't that also give off the feeling to the other person? Let's say you're confessing something to me, or you're sharing your grief with me, and I don't say anything. I think I'm thinking, well, Chris isn't going to think I care if I don't say anything.
Well, it can be short things like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.